In some third world countries, using the sun's rays to heat and cook things is a matter of necessity. In fact, solar energy is used in refugee camps and rural villages around the world. Well, here in California, solar cooking methods are also being used as a way to save energy and spare the air. Caitlin Esch reports.
Look how big that pot is. Roast, whole chickens, ribs, soup,
big mess of
casseroles, chili, everything goes into this. It's so big. Now, once you put everything in, shake it up, put it all in, set it in the reflector.
Rael and Michaela Daystar are self-described solar cooking enthusiasts from Davis. They're teaching a workshop through the Ecology Center in Berkeley for people who want to cook without using electricity or fire. To demonstrate, the team prepared a simple vegetable stir fry. After about 45 minutes, the oven heats up to a steamy 325 degrees. Students crowd around as Rael reaches into the oven and pulls out a pot of vegetables.
Bam! Now here's the magic. And by the way, be sure to use oven mitt or some kind. Check this out. Woo!
Whoa. Daystar, a former barbecuer, says he uses his solar oven every sunny day. He says he's proud of his eco-friendly grilling.
There's no fuel. There's no fire. There's no wood needed. There's no fossil fuels. It's all from the sun. You don't have to go cut trees. I don't have to go get fire logs.
Now, solar ovens range in cost and complexity. With just a cardboard box, aluminum foil, and some glue, you can build your own for basically nothing. The homemade cooker looks a bit like a metallic flower with shiny panels folded up around a dark pot in the center. Or you can buy a more efficient model for about $150. Daystar says it's best to cook between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. when the sun is at its strongest.
And I've done a chicken that way, and it's off the bone. It is, because it just, all that, it's off the bone. But
on this day, the Daystars use the sun to make lunch. But people have been concentrating potent ultraviolet rays for thousands of years, sometimes as an act of war, according to legend. Michaela Daystar.
For example, one of the oldest known kind of large-scale uses of kind of harnessing the sun's energy to do some work was in 212 BC. The Greek scientist Archimedes discovered the reflector part, being able to concentrate the sun's rays using shiny metal, and actually used that as a weapon against Roman ships that were attacking off the coast of Greece, basically caught their ships on fire by concentrating sun's heat onto the sails.
Worldwide, an estimated 2 million people use solar cookers, mostly in China and India. Modern cookers have been around since the 50s. For the past few decades, the ovens have been brought to poor countries by humanitarian nonprofit organizations like Solar Cookers International.
When populations have to flee an area and go into refugee camps, proper sanitation of water, the ability to cook are the sorts of things that are very difficult to set up on a large scale, kind of an impromptu camp like that.
It's not a matter of survival in California, but more and more people are turning to this method to reduce their impact on the environment. San Francisco resident Chris Jong is taking it one step further. He's built himself a solar dehydrator, which he uses to dry out mushrooms and tomatoes. Now Jong hopes to build himself an entire solar kitchen.
I do a lot of gardening and try to work with the elements, and so we try to work with water, and this is just my way to work with sun a little more rather than just grow plants.
Still, he admits solar cooking may not appeal to everyone.
We're used to having things whenever we want it. We're used to having electricity whenever we want it, you know, day or night. We're not used to working with the natural rhythm, so I don't have a good answer for that, unless we change our minds a little bit and go to sleep when it's dark and wake up when it's light and be happy with that. I don't know.
Most people won't trade the convenience of a traditional stove for a slow-cooking solar oven. But the Daystars say they hope their actions make a difference, helping the environment one meal at a time. For the California Report, I'm Caitlin Esch.